two sound familiar, that's because you've heard them before. They're the same BFFs having the same fun, just in a different spot. You know these smoking ladies as the two hot mamas. Now they're tickling your funny bone even harder on their new show, Laughing with Letta and Lindy. Nothing's off limits with these divas. Check them out.
It's our brand new home, double the laughs, double the fun. I'm Letta.
I'm Lindy.
And this is the Laughing with Letta and Lindy podcast. Now, let me tell y'all something about my girl Lindy. She don't play. She's on the schedule, okay? 9 o'clock, she shuts it down. She goes to bed every night. But you got all these new streaming services, and one particular show got you up all night long. What the hell is going on at the Vincent House?
Girl, I need to go to sleep. That's what's going on. I'm exhausted from watching too many different things. The latest is the Tiger King, girl. Oh, my goodness. I know you've seen it all over social media.
Everybody is talking about it on social media.
Everybody's talking about it. It's a hot mess, Letta. You have got to tune into this. Joe Exotic is the lead character. He's the protagonist in this whole crazy story. Now, I don't want to get no spoiler alerts for people that haven't watched it yet, but let me just say, this is what's going on. These are the elements of this show. You have murder. You have mayhem. You have a three-man wedding.
What?
Yes, child. You have you have big cats like tigers and lions. There might be some bears in there. I'm not quite sure. I mean, all of this stuff, and it's a real, it's like a docuseries, so it's real.
Oh, wait, happening. This is not actors. This is real life, baby.
No, this is not acting. This is real stuff going on right now. And it's a mess. It's crime. It's drugs. We're talking about mess. It's a lot.
No wonder nobody won't green light my little reality show about my little babies,
girl,
with autism. We ain't selling no meth and doing no drugs, and three men ain't getting married. Well, hell, we ain't got enough going on for the people.
You don't have enough going on at all compared to this, girl. And it's, we're talking about rhinestone outfits. You talking about country singing? You've been doing a laundry list of what's covered in this series, and you would just be like, "Is this real, or am I tripping, or is this real?" It's real, girl. That's why everybody is focused on it, because it's taking all the attention because of the crazy.
Okay, now this is the thing. It must be. It absolutely must be. Really, really intriguing, because all of this sounds like something you wouldn't give 5 minutes of your time to. So what is it about this show that is completely opposite of everything you believe in your core that makes you sit up and watch it anyway?
Because we on a quarantine, sister. Ain't nothing else on. What else is there to do? Watch as much TV in my entire life. You add all the TV I've watched in my entire life, I have watched as much in this last 2 week period that I've ever watched. It's crazy.
Now tell me,
there's
this.
Only so many books you can read.
That's
only
true.
So many things you can do. It's
That's
like
true.
You gotta just get lost in something. And everybody was talking about this show. I said, let me see what this is all about. Even Chase had watched it, my child. I said, let me see what this is all about. Girl, you just sitting there like you watching a bad car accident,
like the Bobby Brown story. You're like, I can't turn it off.
You're like, I can't. It's stupid. It's crazy, but it's fascinating at the same time. It's a 7-part series, so it's about, I guess, 6 or 7 hours total. You sit there and watch the whole thing, and you're like, oh my goodness, this is insane.
And the thing about Netflix, they so slick about their stuff, is that the shows go back to back to back to back. So before you know it, you 3 shows in, and you're like, I might as well go on and finish.
Exactly. You're right. That's exactly what's going on. So, are you watching any TV, or are you busy with the baby?
You know, this is the thing that we need to talk about, is I'm ready to take the L. I ain't never been a quitter in my life. You know that. I done stayed in a marriage too long. I done been at jobs when people didn't want me. I'm friends with folks who don't even like me. I don't know when to give up, okay? I'm the chick that stay around. I'm the last one to lead the party, okay? I'm that girl. But, girl, I'm ready to give up on this damn distance learning. This is crazy. I don't know who the school. I don't know who the school think I am. Lindy, I cannot be the janitor, the cafeteria lady, the paraprofessional for special education, the teacher, the IT support, the principal, the school counselor, the lunchroom monitor, and the recess monitor, and be on transportation. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? Girl, I looked at all this stuff. Girl, we got 4 computers lined up in the office. Each one of them got a list sitting next to them of everything that each child is supposed to do. Now, we got four children in three different schools. Two of them are in special education. And so I got to make sure that Andrew doing his stuff over here and all his stuff is connected. Then Brandon, he got this stuff. And then at this time, he got to break out for a small group with his special education friends. And then Cameron got her stuff. And then I got to, of course, sit with Daniel because a lot of the stuff they're doing, he doesn't understand. He can't read. And so I have to, you know, just kind of make sure that his stuff gets done. And then once we finish with school, we got telehealth. So all the therapy that the children are getting, their ABA therapy, their speech therapy, their occupational therapy is being done on the computer. So then I got to go to another set of computers. And I got to set up the telehealth. I got to sit there with the speech therapist for Brandon and Daniel. I got to sit there with the ABA therapist for Daniel. And then the counselors and the therapists work with Cameron and Brandon together in a group setting. So then I have to do that. Girl, for real? And then I got to work from home?
Okay, I'm tired just hearing what you're up against. That's kind of crazy.
So
please tell me Pound Puppy is helping. Please tell me,
girl. Pound Puppy, let me tell you something. Pound Puppy is working it out, girl. He the one set up all the computers. He did all the IT stuff today. Okay, he set up all the passcodes. He trying to make it dummy proof because I went to public school. So he's trying to make it dummy proof. So he, you know, got the label maker out, girl, and he put the labels on there with the pad because everything got a passcode. So he put the labels on there with the ID and the passcodes, and he's got all the times and everything is highlighted. But since he works in healthcare, they own like full high alert right now. So he can't even go into work late because he has to be there to make sure the patients are taken care of. And so I'm just I don't know how these schools and these teachers and these therapist centers expect me to do all this stuff. And then, girl, the people from Bingo had the nerve to be like, hi, yes, I know Mr. Willie can't come on Mondays. We've shut it down, but we're doing virtual Bingo. Girl, I hung up on that heifer. I said, I ain't never cussed out an old person in my life, but today, baby, I might make an exception. I got too much shit going on over here to be doing virtual Bingo. Girl, I told my sons.
Off on the woman. She was just
girl, I know. She just called at the wrong. Hi!
You like click.
Girl!
She's like, hello?
She's like, what's Mr. That? Willie's daughter-in-law is quite mean. We better do a wellness check.
Make sure he's okay.
Right? She might be over there beating him with these pots because that's all he's doing is eating and sleeping. He got the best gig in the house. But Lindy, I ain't lying. I'm not lying, friend. And I don't say this often because I'm always up for a challenge. Look who I'm married to. I am overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed, friend.
Oh, if I could help out, I would. Because if I could, well, I won't say I would drive all the way over there because, you know, that's a haul in and of itself.
But I'm trying to figure out, girl, how we go. I'm like, I'm ready to just take the L. We gonna just give up the ghost. We gonna flunk
what?
This. We gonna fail this year. I'm gonna go and let them take the L. Take one for the team. We're gonna watch Scooby Doo and eat until September.
Until summer. No, you're not gonna do that. You're not gonna do that because that's not you. The kids have made so much.
They have
progress.
They have.
And you don't want to backslide right now. This is exactly the wrong time to not do what you're supposed to do as a mama. I'm sorry. I know it's hard to hear, but you have to sacrifice yourself for the babies. That's just how it works.
Girl.
You know how it works. You've always done that. So now is not the time to backslide from that.
Girl, no, and this is the
I'm
thing.
Not letting you do that.
They want to send somebody in the house, but I can't let them come in. They're like, okay, listen, Ms. Brundage, we can send, because, you know, I got a special situation. They're like, we can send you a paraprofessional and she could come to the house. And I'm like, you know, we all on lockdown. I don't know what her hand washing techniques are. I don't know how clean she is at her own house. So I can't have her coming up in here. You know, maybe somebody at her house sick. Maybe somebody she came in contact with is sick. She might not be practicing that social distancing. She bring, girl, that corona get in my house is over. I got 19 people living in my house. So, you know, so I can't even accept the help. So,
well, can't you just give her a pair of your blue gloves to wear?
Girl, I'm going to give her a full bodysuit. That heifer going to be walking around in a black trash bag with the eyes in it.
Oh, Lord.
But I guess we just got to get it together.
You got to, first of all, this is one thing you may be able to do. Take her temperature before letting her in. Because
you know what?
The first sign of it is a temperature.
Okay.
That might be something you could do. If she has a temperature, then you know, turn her away.
Then she can't come in the house. Okay.
Her temperature is normal, and she's not coughing or, you know, she's been quarantined at home herself. So that's the thing. Has she been taking care of herself? You don't know. But you can ask her, and if she doesn't have a temperature, I think it's safe to say, okay, come on in, put these blue gloves on, take your shoes off, you know, cover up, whatever she needs to do. But you got to get some help. It's just not like you're about to go crazy.
Yeah, I am. And then we're launching this book, and then, you know, all that stuff is getting canceled and pushed back and turned around and moved around. And so I'm just like, girl, I'm looking around like, because see, my mama was supposed to be here right now. Remember, mama was coming to help me with the kids, but you know, with daddy and his cancer and he can't fly because his immune system is low and he can't, you know, put himself out there as a risk. And then the drive is just too much for them because they up in age, you know? And so mama was like, we ain't coming. And so I'm like, damn.
So you don't have any help.
None. And the thing about healthcare workers right now is everybody's working long hours. So I can't even mass pound puppy. Hey, can you go in late and get off early? Because it's all right now in healthcare, it's all hands on deck.
So are you sure he's not coming home? How do they prevent the healthcare workers from coming home with
that girl? He and I were just talking about that. I was like, dude, what are y'all doing? And it's exactly what you said. He said, everybody who comes in, employees, staff, everybody, they take their temperature, and then they've got all the, they call it PPE, protective personal, something or another. So they're doing,
Yeah, that's it.
So they're doing their due diligence, but it's very frightening because every day when he come in, I'm like, get upstairs, do not touch your daddy. Get upstairs, get out of them clothes, put them in the trash, burn them, and then get in the tub.
With him having to buy new clothes every
day. He was like, I usually wear my suits twice before I take them to the dry cleaners. We usually don't have a pandemic that's killing people, so you would want to get out of that suit, and if you don't put it in the dry cleaner bag, it will be thrown away. Would you like to do?
See, is the dry cleaner even open? Because, you know, folks must be closed unless they're essential business.
Well, apparently the dry cleaner that we go to has some special exceptions because they do uniforms for hospital workers. And so that's who he goes to. I think that some of the places, you know, hospital, they have a lot of people who work in healthcare. So they have like certain hours that they work. He's able to get it there. I think it's like 1 to 5, 3 days a week or something like that. So what you're saying is get the help, take a temperature, do a colorectal exam every day, have a pee in a cup, take some blood, take a stool sample, get a couple of strands of hair, make sure she good, look at her tonsils and everything. And then if she's good, she come on in and help.
If she don't quit first, try that. Let me know how that goes. But yeah.
We will keep y'all posted. I'm Shaletta.
I'm Lindy.
We'll see y'all next time.
I told you these ladies were wild. You don't want to miss what they're talking about, so be sure and subscribe to their podcast at the all-new website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. The girls are talking.